It's good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, recently, the Social Security Administration announced to beneficiaries that they will not, I repeat, they will not get a cost of living increase for 2016. What that means simply is that your benefits aren't going to go up next year. So here to explain what this means for Medicare beneficiaries is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, what's going on here? What is the Social Security Administration up to, and why have they nixed cost of living increases for 2016?
Well, they use an index that's tied to inflation and gas prices. Because gas prices have fallen, that index is much less, and so it didn't justify an increase. Social Security Administration has determined that they won't give an increase this year.
All because oil's cheaper?
It's a significant portion of that basket of goods. This last happened 5 years ago.
So how many Social Security beneficiaries are enrolled in Medicare? This seems like it'll impact those premiums, won't it?
Well, most retirees won't see a hike in their Medicare premiums either. But up to 16.5 million people will see increased costs for Medicare Part B premiums. These Americans will see a 52% jump.
52% increase for Medicare Part B premiums. What's going on there?
If your Medicare Part B payment is deducted straight out of your Social Security check, it's likely that the premium amount will be the same as last year, $105 a month. That's because roughly 70% of Medicare recipients are protected by law from increases when the cost of living adjustment in Social Security is zero, like this year. So 70% of the people are unaffected, but 30% are.
Let's delve into that 30%, because if I'm part of that 30%, I want to understand why I'm getting a 52% increase.
This impacts four groups: retired federal workers who get a pension from the government instead of Social Security, those with income above $85,000 a year, which already pay more for Medicare Part B than everyone else, people who are signing up for Medicare for the first time, and those whose premiums are paid for by Medicaid.
So if you're signing up for Medicare the first time, you're just turned 65, you've enrolled in Medicare, you're going to pay that higher cost.
Yeah, you come in at the higher rate.
All right, I don't suppose there's anything anybody can do about it.
Not at all. It's a formula.
The 52% sounds daunting, but, you know, when you look at the total monthly cost, it's still a pretty good bargain. Even if you're going to get the increase, $170 a month.
In terms of the full breadth of health insurance that you get as a result of Medicare, absolutely. This does not include Medicare supplemental products and other components that many folks have. This is the core Medicare. Those others may get adjusted as well. But $150 for almost full medical coverage that Medicare provides is a good deal.
Thanks, Hector, for this and insight. Always good to keep abreast of developments on the Social Security and Medicare front and the factors that come into play there. So we'll be revisiting this, of course, and keeping a close eye on future developments. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.